We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right. This one handpicked by the man himself. Gave him 31 options. And he picked this one. The end of the world. Mr. Friedman, are you there? Why so morbid?
I just love this song. And it seems perfect for the times, right?
Yeah, it was perfect for the times when it came out too, Elliot, but we're still here.
That's right. Well, I like the fact that you look at it optimistically. I can appreciate that.
You know, so in 30 years, we'll be able to say, you know what, the song still fits and we're still here, hopefully.
And we're still here, absolutely.
How many thoughts will you have in 30 years, you think? 32 still? I know you got 31.
No, it'll be 32 when Seattle gets into the league. I told the commissioner to stop expanding.
Yeah, your last thought there with the Vegas Winnebago, were you running thin?
No, you know what? I always wanted to put that one in. I meant to put the 31. The 31st is always supposed to be a little bit different, like a little bit something light to end up the piece, and I meant to put that there. But it must have felt that way because you're the second guy who said that to me. You're a bit thin this week. You threw the Winnebago in at the end.
Hey, it's great. You're right. You know, like you're showing everybody the love for Vegas out there. If you haven't seen Riv and Gio, Brian Gionta and Craig Reve here too, Elliot. Just so you know, Elliot Friedman joining us here on the line. Sabres win last night. Did you catch the game?
I worked it. Thanks for watching.
No, I was in the U.S. I was watching RJ. When I'm in Canada, Elliot, I tune in. But I didn't know if you were on last night or not because I wasn't on that side of the border, my friend. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's just a little bit of ball busting, Andrew. Like I watched that game. I worked that game last night. I got to tell you, that was, if you aren't entertained by that, just quit watching sports. That was a great game. And, you know, it really had a big feel to it. You know, Josh Allen being at the game last night. Eichel just looked dominant. Like, right from the moment the puck dropped, that game, like you guys know, you all played. There's some games, you get there on a Wednesday night, you're like, ugh, I don't know about this. But that one last night, you could tell everybody was jacked to play in it, to be in it. The building was good. Like, that was a fun game to watch. That was high-quality entertainment.
I thought that was two very evenly matched teams.
I would agree with that. I think that both coaches are going to be wondering about some of the discipline and some of the defense. But, you know, as you guys know, the worse defense there is, the more entertaining it is for the fans. And I agree with you. I think Buffalo, if Buffalo plays like that, them and Montreal, they'll be battling all year for playoff spots.
Well, you know what? For the first time, Elliot, I remember going to a Montreal game last year with both my sons. I'm sitting up in the stands. I got a nice ball cap on. By the end of the third period, my ball cap was like literally pulled down over my chin. Because Montreal was just so fast. They were so skilled. They kind of really took it to us. But I'll tell you right now, from what I see in Buffalo, I see a different hockey team, a very confident team under Ralph Kruger. And, you know, going to be interesting to see how this team can build off that.
Well, I think that there's no question they're confident. Like, you guys obviously couldn't see it, but we had Ralph Kruger on just before the game last night, about an hour and a half before puck drop. Jeff Merrick, who's our Wednesday night host, he taped an interview with Ralph Kruger for our pregame show, and we led the pregame show with it. And I asked Jeff if it was okay with him, could he ask Kruger how they handled Eichel in the last 24 to 36 hours? Because obviously, as you guys know, he made the mistake at the end of the overtime in Columbus. And okay, so Kruger and Eichel are talking about this good relationship they have. What did he do? And the first thing that Kruger said was, that was as much my fault as it was Eichel's, because I put him out there for the first shift of overtime, and I didn't give him enough chance to be ready and not tired for the next one. So he said, that was on me as much as it was on him. And I was like, that answer is going to go over huge with Eichel, because now he knows that they're in this together. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, as you guys know, there's been a lot of negativity in Buffalo the last couple of years. I think that if you can sell Eichel on that, he's going to be better. And I can't imagine that it's not a coincidence that he comes back with a dynamite game, because he knows that his coach is not going to bury him for what happened in the last game.
Might be good it happened that early in the season.
For sure. Because he understands how the relationship is going to work. By the way, Craig and Brian, when Buffalo plays Montreal, who do you guys cheer for?
Whoever wins. I'm always a winner when they play.
That's right.
That's a pretty gutless answer, wouldn't you say, Elliot?
I got to say, I'm impressed he didn't come right out and say Buffalo, because you're on the radio there. Like, I have to say, there is a little bit of guts in that answer.
Listen, I love my time in Montreal. All the ups and downs, and believe me, there was a lot of them. But I'll tell you, it's a great organization. It's a great city to live in, and I grew up there. They drafted me, so I would never pick one over the other.
All right, well, we'll give him that. I guess we'll lay off then, eh, Elliot?
Wait, Brian, where are you in that?
Oh, he didn't forget about just, you. Brian Gianta here too, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I feel the same way. Honestly, like, I loved Montreal. I loved being there. I loved being a part of it. I think Jeff Molson's doing a great job with that organization. And it's hard. It's hard when those teams come and play together. I went out to dinner the night before with a couple of the guys, Pricey and Galley, and it's one of those things. You still have those connections, so you still feel for the guys that are on both teams, and so you're not rooting for one or the other. You're just enjoying the game, enjoying the hockey.
You know, I gotta say, I'm listening to this, and I'm like, okay, Gallagher's making about $5 million a year. Price is at $9 million a year. You've got about $30 million in the bank. Who paid?
I paid. The boys on my 14U team they thought for sure Price had the bill. But they're in Buffalo. I took care of it for him. I brought him out to dinner. It was on me.
Well, he has to maintain those relationships. He's in the media now. He's got to butter
my friends.
Hey, yeah. How can he get dirt if you got the guys buying him a filet mignon?
Yeah.
Anyway, Elliot, you said last night on Sportsnet, someone tweeted me and told me this because we didn't watch, as we already made that clear. 30 scouts in the building looking at just Risto, or kind of everything, or just Risto?
Well, the one thing is that, first of all, there were only three games last night. So, you know, I think that's one of those nights where, because there's only three games, they're going to go somewhere. Like, someone told me there were about 20 guys in the building last night in Philly for their game against New Jersey, too. I'm sure they were watching, you know, more than just Risto, but there's no question, as you guys know, he's one of the spotlight players at the beginning of the year. Everybody knows what the situation is, and we know that eventually you're going to have Montour back and Bogosian back, too. So I think any time you get a light night where Buffalo's playing and people can watch them, they're going to go see them.
So we've sat here for quite a while now, and we've talked about only one team wanting Risto, and that's the Winnipeg Jets, because of the situation that they're in. Are there any other teams out there right now that are looking for defensemen like Risto?
Anaheim would be. Anaheim would be for sure, because they're looking for right-handed shot guys. They almost had a deal with Falk, but they couldn't work out an extension. So that's the reason that one fell apart. So I think Anaheim would be another team that could potentially be in that conversation. And, you know, they've got a guy who watches you guys a lot. So that would be another team. I mean, people are always looking for right shot D, right? And he signed for a little bit of time. I think there would be a lot of people looking at him.
Who in Anaheim could be on their way out? I mean, has a name been tossed out there? Because I'm wondering about a guy like Jakob Silverberg.
I doubt it would be Silverberg. Like, they just signed him to an extension. But when they were trying to work out a deal with Carolina, Bob Murray wasn't happy about it, but Casa's name got out, and he was the guy who was going to Carolina for Falk in that deal. So at the very least, you have to realize that his name has been out there, and if Falk had agreed to a contract, he was the guy who was going to Carolina.
All right, we'll just take Rickard Rakell right now. That move on.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a deal that Anaheim would have no problem with.
Are they not? They're not happy with him?
No. It's quite the opposite. They really like him.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know.
That's what I was picking up on that.
Well, I was going to say, what? He's got one goal in three games. I don't know. Maybe they expect him to have six. I'm looking at their stats right now. I don't know. I mean, I'm not good at I'm not picking up the sarcasm today. All right, we're a little off over here.
You
are especially off. The instigators are on WGR 550 only today. We are joined on the line with Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman, 31 Thoughts Elliot Friedman, and Brian Gionta is in the studio as well. So let's just circle back here. Another somebody else on Twitter. A lot of rats on Twitter, right? A lot of tattletales, we call them. But he pointed out, he said that, teams that you feel may disappoint. You guys had a conversation about this. You feel like the Sabres could be that team for you, Elliot? Or does last night maybe change that tune a little bit with how they're playing?
Well, I have to tell you, in a week, they have certainly done a lot to change my opinion. I was worried about it at the beginning of the year. I'm not going to deny it. But look, like, first of all, you guys play really fast. You know, you overwhelmed Pittsburgh. You overwhelmed New Jersey. You ran into trouble in Columbus. And at times last night, you overwhelmed Montreal. And Montreal's a team that now likes to play pretty fast, too. You have to like all you guys can do is beat who's on your schedule, right? And the way you guys have started the year, it looks really good. You're playing really fast. Your team looks committed. I mean, you can't take penalties against you guys. That power play with Eichel on one side and Olsen on the other, it looks absolutely lethal. What's not to like? I think, I did get a chance to talk to, a bit in Columbus about what they saw the other night when they outshot you and won the game. And they said that you guys like to take the puck through the neutral zone, and if you can be forced into turnovers, that's where you guys are going to get into trouble. But it didn't seem to be as – on the first goal last night, the one by Armia, you guys walked into a turnover, and it ended up in your net. But generally, if you can avoid that, as most teams would, I think you guys are going to be just fine.
I think I'll tell you what, one surprising – player for this team, and I don't want to say surprising because I think we had high expectations on him, and I know we've seen a lot of him over the years. Marcus Johansson has been spectacular in all factors.
He's a really talented guy. I think one of the smartest teams in the league is Boston. I think they evaluate people really well. I think they make smart decisions, and they play a really intelligent, smart game. And I think when a team like Boston goes out and says, we're going to bring this guy here for the stretch run, it probably says a lot of good things about you as a player. And, I agree with that. I'm not sure he's necessarily a great face-off guy yet, but he plays a really smart game. He's a really talented guy. And I agree with you. I think the funniest thing last night was Gary Galley was calling the game, and I think Gary Galley is a great broadcaster, is a really smart look at the game. And he's sitting there in overtime, and he's like, I don't know, I think they should put Olsen out here. And a second later, Johansson scores the winner. He's like, well, the Sabres are lucky I'm not coaching them. But I really like Johansson as a player, too. I think he's a really talented guy.
Elliot Friedman joining us here on the Instigators. We're on WGR 550 only today and tomorrow. Back on TV on Tuesday. Let's take a look around the league. I thought something great happened the other night between Calgary and LA. You get two star players. Comments before the game, whether they're good comments or bad comments, whatever, doesn't matter. I love the rivalry and the heat in that game. The fire between Doughty and Tkachuk. I feel like we need more of this. What are your eyes seeing in that?
I completely agree with you, Andrew. I thought it was great. Do you think a single person said, I'm going to stay away from that game because these two guys are sniping at each other? I would bet there were more people who, if they have the package, they watch that game because they want to see it. And the thing is, both of those guys delivered.
Yeah.
Tkachuk had a great game. He scored the tying goal, a beautiful goal. And then Dalia scored the overtime winner and gave the hand to the ear as he was skating off the ice and they were all booing him. The best part about it was in the post game, Dalia's like, after doing all that, he's like, I want the feud to end. And they go to Tkachuk and said, yeah, we'll see him in 2 weeks in L.A. Like, Tkachuk was having absolutely none of that. I agree. Like, I don't know if you guys saw this last night, but you have to go back and check out the Philadelphia Flyers Twitter feed as that game was going on with New Jersey. Like, the Devils didn't touch the puck in the second period. After Hart made that one great save, the Flyers really started going and they buried them. And their Twitter feed was clobbering the Devils. Like, I have never seen anything like that before in the OHL, in the NHL. Their Twitter feed was destroying the Devils. And I'm looking at this and going, we are headed into a new world here. And, you know, there's going to be people who don't like it, but the NHL needs this to happen. Personality sells.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is the only area that I find, I love it too. Listen, I love the trash talk. I think Vegas set the tone with this, by the way, when they first came.
And then they dialed it back. They went too far, people felt, and they dialed it back.
Did you see what they did with Kane when they put Kane, when they said the missing picture?
Oh, yeah, that was something else.
But
whoever's doing their all their stuff there, and it's hilarious.
But that, my point is this, okay? I'm watching you on Twitter. I'm looking at what you're saying, the laughing when the New Jersey player fell, and then Philly grabs the puck and scores. I know you say the league needs more of this, but aren't we worried because now people that aren't necessarily involved directly with the team are now putting the players in a position to have to go out and answer for the back and forth amongst people that aren't even directly involved in the game?
I understand what you're saying, Andrew, and I do. Like, that's not me. Like, I'm never going to do that. But you know what, Andrew? The fact is, like, we're in the minority now. Like, these next generations, like, I'm a person, I'm never going to put my whole life on Twitter or Instagram. Like, my Twitter is my business stuff, and my Instagram, I do a bit more personal stuff. Like, I'll send out, like, some pictures of my family and stuff, but I'm never putting my kids or my wife's face on Twitter or Instagram. I'm just like that. Like, people don't need to know my whole life, but the younger generations, everything is out there and they want that. Why is the NBA such a popular league? Because all of their dirty laundry gets aired publicly and they go after each other publicly. It's not for me, but that's what people want. And you know, whether you like it or not, unfortunately, that's where we're going. And you can't want to grow the game. That's where we're going.
Yeah, I saw an interesting quote yesterday by the gentleman who runs Sport Track, I think it is. And he just said, sports, they're business. They're not a game. I mean,
Hey, look at this NBA China story. It's a business.
Yeah.
It's a business.
Yeah. No. Hey, Elliot, you're a business. You're not a businessman. You are a businessman. With that being said, Elliot Friedman, every Thursday right here at 11 o'clock. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
What possibly could I do to add to this already great segment?
It's been fantastic, Elliot. Let's just call it what it is. This has been absolutely spectacular. Our best so far.
Real quick, what about...
Oh, Gio's here.
What about the injury to Galchenyuk and already there with the injuries in Pitt? Like, what's the impact do you see of that news today coming out?
I think they are trying, Brian, to do something. I really think they are. I mean, their mentality is always, as long as we have Crosby and Malkin in their primes, even though the latter one's hurt, they're going for it. So I think I'm beginning to wonder if they should say, maybe we have to alter this philosophy a bit, but I'm not running the team. I definitely think they're out there trying to find forwards and try to make some moves and save this season for them. But because I think they look at it like we're in it every year to win it.
speaking of winning it, you look like you were winning it and in one in your profile picture on Twitter.
So my wife dared me to make that picture my Twitter thing.
What was go ahead.
I'm like the kind of idiot, if someone dares me to do something, even though it's stupid, I would probably do it. I was at a rib fest. And
what's in the mug?
It's a Moscow Mule. Is it not?
It's a Moscow Mule. Yes, it is.
That is a guy that has at least 12 cold cleansing in him and no meat in the belly to suck it up.
It was, like I said, it was a fun day. And the thing is, like, I really wanted that goblet thing. And they were selling them for like $20. And I said, just give me the goblet. And they're like, we're not selling it to you without the drink. And then they just kept refilling it, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, and it was pretty fun. But you know what? Hey, we only live once. You got to enjoy it.
So,
right?
So was it actually? Did you have any ribs, or was it just a booze fest?
No, it was both. Believe me, it was a ribs and booze fest. It was a good day.
All right. Well, hey, good to know you got that in you, Elliot.
You know, Andrew, I come across as pretty serious in my job, as my guys who've known me for a long time have always said to me, if these people knew how much of an idiot you really were, they wouldn't believe it.
Well, you keep it pretty well. You hide it. Eh? You don't put it on social media. Hey, thanks for your time today, Elliot. Elliot Friedman, for everyone listening every Thursday at 11 o'clock. Awesome as usual. 31 thoughts. He's at Fried GEHNIC on Twitter. Go check him out. Talk to you next week, Elliot. All right, I think he hung up. That's fine. We'll be right back. Hour number two, the Instigator's underway. We'll recap Elliot Friedman's thoughts, and we'll look forward to the day tomorrow and the conversation that Jeff Merrick had with Ralph Krueger, just about basically saying that was as much my fault as it was Jack's, and how that does go over in the locker room, because the two gentlemen that I'm in the room with played a lot of games in this league, played for a lot of coaches, and I'm sure they would have heard coaches address that differently. We'll talk to Craig Revay and Brian Gianta about that when we return right here, WGR 550, the Instigators.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.